You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. The seven Hawaii National Guard troops who tested positive for COVID-19 have recovered and were just released from quarantine this past weekend. We talked to Colonel Stanley Garcia about why the 200 troops had not been vaccinated prior to being sent to Washington, D.C. for President Joe Biden's inauguration.
So our troops were medically screened before they went up to D.C., but they weren't vaccinated. Actually, there was really no time to get them the two shots before they deployed, because we deployed all 193 of them within 2 days.
And you folks were in the process of vaccinating your troops, I think, on the neighbor islands. Talk about who got the vaccines.
So right now, our joint task force, who works directly with the counties, those are the individuals based on the Department of Defense schema are listed to be vaccinated. So those who are the soldiers we were vaccinating at that time.
Okay, so those were the essential personnel.
Correct.
The troops that went to D.C., I don't know, what was that experience like for them?
They went up there and they were representing, of course, the Hawaii National Guard, and they were assigned to Task Force Bridges at the very beginning. And so what they did was do work with law enforcement up there as far as the checkpoints in and out of the bridges going into D.C. proper. And then right towards the end of that mission, they were reassigned to mission of the Capitol to provide security for the Capitol. And so they came back with a lot of positive information, and they all felt that they really served our state and country to the full extent. So they did a great job.
I know we were watching some of the images on TV and online just about the crowded conditions where a lot of the troops had to be staged. You know, I think it was in a parking area, and, you know, there wasn't a lot of distancing there.
Yes. And so from our understanding, it's they were there during their shift change. And then from that point, they were assigned to whatever task force that they were going to support. So most of those images that you see were during the time they were doing a shift change.
Okay. But we don't know where they might have come in contact with the positive case, if it was there
no,
or somewhere else.
Yeah, unfortunately, we haven't been able to determine that.
Okay, and then everybody is back from that group. I know that initially the detail was for 30 days. Did they stay the whole 30 days?
No, that part of that 30 days was their 14 days coming back for restriction of movement. And yes, they're all back.
Okay, and the symptoms that they might have exhibited with the positive case, all pretty mild?
Yeah, none of them had any serious symptoms or needed any additional medical care. I guess about the only thing they did exhibit, a few of them, was a loss of taste and smell.
I understand that there is another contingent that has volunteered to go to the nation's capital.
Yes, there was about four Hawaii Air National Guard members. And so they went up there and were providing logistics for the flight services that are going through.
Are they still there?
Yes. They'll be coming back right around middle of March.
Okay.
Next month.
What can you share with us just about the mission going forward for the Guard here in Hawaii as it relates to COVID? Because right now you still have personnel helping with the testing. You know, you're at the airports.
Yeah. So right now, some of our current missions, we are still providing troops at the airports supporting the safe travels programs. We also are working the Port of Lanai, medically screening passengers in support of Maui County. And we have teams also working with DOH on the vaccination program and COVID mapping. On Kauai, we are assisting with their emergency managers with their quarantine verification program.
Okay, and then what's down the road? What's on the horizon?
Okay, down the road, we are anticipating supporting the counties and Department of Health with large-scale events, vaccinating the public. We have done a few of public vaccinations already on Hawaii Island, the Big Island. And our medical teams have been vaccinated, like we talked about, our joint task force.
Okay, so they've got the experience already. They know what to do, and chances are then that's going to be expanded soon?
Yes.
What about the funding of the Guard as it relates to these missions?
Yeah, so right now we're following the guidance that came down from President Biden, that the letter came out pushing the support down to 31 September. So that's what we're looking at right now.
We're just waiting for that funding to come through?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you want to share just about the Guard and, you know, our citizen soldiers, you know, when they're called up for a need like staffing the Capitol?
Well, the only thing I can really share is that they did a very good job. And we weren't short of any volunteers. It is a very time-honored mission that they went on, and so we're ready and willing to assist if needed.
So it was just a call that you needed X amount of troops, and you got that number.
Yes, we did.
And can you talk at all about the vaccines? Are the vaccines mandatory for our troops?
No, not at this time.
They aren't, okay. And so, I don't know, have you had a percentage that have just declined to get the shots?
Right now, we have probably a small percentage, but I don't have the numbers.
And have you had any of your personnel suffer a bad allergic reaction to any of the vaccines?
No, we have not.
Okay. And I know I am reading about how there are some people that tend to see some of the symptoms following the second shot. What's been the experience of the Guard?
So far, we've been fortunate that it's just been minor symptoms. So we're doing good at that.
That was a conversation we had with Colonel Stanley Garcia talking to us about the Hawaii National Guard troops who were dispatched to help with security during the inauguration of President Joe Biden and those who tested positive for the coronavirus upon their return home. The Guard is expected to assist with mass vaccinations once our supply is increased to meet the demand. Right now, the winter weather is causing logistic problems for the vaccine rollout.